Ohio's oil and gas drilling boom started in 2010, peaked in 2013, and has been fading since then. But now there are signs it may be picking up again.
Okay, turn it on.
Larry Hecht runs Pier 48 on the Ohio River. It's an intermodal terminal for loading and offloading barges. At the height of the shale boom, it got 25 bulk shipments of drilling supplies like barite every month. Then came the bust. That traffic stopped. But Hecht had expanded the pier's materials handling capabilities in those uptimes, so he found a variety of new materials to handle.
So I had the opportunity to do soybeans, because I can offload a soybean barge through the conveyor, and that was really my lifesaver for that period that law was a soybean. I actually did some corn, too.
Now, Hecht says, the adjusting that he did to keep the business going is about to pay off. Advanced bookings are coming in for drillers again, and he believes that's a sign that the energy companies are gearing up for a new run at the Utica Shale. Andrew Thomas, executive in residence at Cleveland State University's Levin School, agrees. The university just finished a study of Ohio's shale play, and he says it has unique economic factors to carry it forward.
Ohio is not an extractive economy. We are not like Oklahoma, where we make our living off of oil and gas upstream business. The Ohio economy uses oil and gas, especially natural gas. So the fact that we have these depressed prices actually is spurring a lot of that economic activity in Ohio.
Another thing about the Utica shale boom and bust is that the bust may not have exactly been that, at least not in terms of unemployment and careers ending in the region. When the oil and gas markets collapsed, energy infrastructure building was well underway in Ohio. So whether for welders or engineers, many jobs just shifted from drilling to pipelines and power plants. Attorney Alan Wenger practices law in the energy sector and follows the industry closely. He says the trained workers are still here and actively pursuing their careers.
Yeah, those folks may have to travel a few hours and stay in hotels, but they have work. There's no question. That is exactly what's happening.
However, not everyone is enthusiastic about a drilling comeback. Overall, environmental concerns remain, as do specific concerns about how work will be done, raised by incidents like pipeline construction contaminating wetlands. And there are individuals with personal property concerns, raised by experiences like Jim Kiefer's. A drilling pad pumping station went in next to his Carroll County house.
And they said, well, we're going to start using explosives. And I said, I was never informed. Well, somebody should have told you. And within a couple minutes, it was like something in a World War II movie. This huge explosion and the dirt and rocks just flew up in the air. And sound waves just moved through the home and just terrified me and the dogs. And it was just awful.
Paul Fiesel, also of Carroll County, is a financial consultant there, and he heads the conservation group Concerned Citizens of Carroll. As he watches renewed truck traffic passing Carrollton Square, he says a return to drilling does seem likely, but it may be less positive than people expect.
There are people that say, you know, come back, I want my share, come drill my property. But I have a feeling those people are still thinking about the boom kind of numbers, not thinking about the kind of numbers that are out there right now at the oil prices that we've got, at the liquids prices that we've got.
As for what a reboot of the Utica shale play could mean financially, Cleveland State's new study shows that over the past 5 years, even with half of that time in the downturn, it brought $54.7 billion in investment. And CSU's Andrew Thomas says early on, while new well drilling was still active, a lot of that money went to companies and workers from out of state. But later, with the shift to infrastructure building, most of it stayed here.
The post-drilling side, which has to do with storage and handling and piping, that probably is closer to 70 or 80%.
Currently in the field, the drilling rig count is slowly increasing, and projects that can create sustained demand for eastern Ohio natural gas right in the region are in the works, including $12 billion in chemical processing complexes and 11 new gas-fired power plants. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.